Well, you know, think about, you know, last time I spoke, you know, the and to live the life, you know, that for the bride, you know, if you want to be in the bride, you got to live, walk in the Spirit. You know, Paul says, you know, you need to walk in the Spirit, you know, walk in his life. So I thought I'd talk about walk. So, you know, I know what walk is, put one foot in front of the other, you know, like that, you know. So I looked in my handy dandy Webster, my old Webster dictionary, and I saw it. It says, to be or to keep motion, hence of the tongue, to move increasingly, wag. It says, to go forth or about, to roam, to go recklessly about, contrary to the normal course of nature. And it says, to move along on foot, advance by step, to make slow progress or to pursue a course of life, to conduct oneself. So that's what the old Webster says is meaning. And so I looked into Strong's Concordance, and boy, there's a lot, a whole bunch of them. So I just kind of narrowed it down to what Paul had, just what Paul, and there's quite a bit in Paul. But Paul only had three words he used that was translated walk, only three of them. And one was the, had the most of, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the Greek word, because you know me, I can't pronounce words. I can't even pronounce English words, let alone Greek words. But it's in the Strong Concordance, it's 4043, if you want to look up in the Greek. And it says, to walk at large as proof of ability, to live, deport oneself, follow as a companion or votary. You know, follow as a companion or votary. And a votary is a person who is bound by solemn religious vows, an inherent or of a religion or cult, and a person who is devoted or addicted to some subject or pursuit, and a devout follower or admirer. So that's kind of what, and that's the first word that Paul used, that where he has the word walk. Let's turn to Romans 8, chapter 8, and we start reading with verse 1. It says, Now there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, the rest of this is not in the original, so I'm not going to read it. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak to the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So here we see, you know, this is the first one, you know, and we walk in the Spirit. We're in the Spirit. We've been born again. We are now in the Spirit. You know, we have a new life. And so we should walk in the Spirit, you know, conduct ourselves, how to conduct ourselves in the Spirit, you know. And our life is not in the flesh, but our life is in the Spirit. Let's go to Romans 13. And let's read verse 12 through 14. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So here, you know, if we're in the Spirit, you know, this is a way of life for us, you know. And one of the things is to live, you know. So we living in the Spirit, you know. We need to keep in the Word to keep walking in the Spirit. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And three verses 1 through 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, and ye are not carnal, and walk as men. So here we see, you know, these Corinthians, and these are what some saints are. You know, they've been saved, but they're still walking after the flesh. You know, they're still minding the things of the flesh. They're still living as if, you know, they're in the flesh, you know. And that's not what we want to be, you know. Their life shows that they're still in the flesh. And now let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. And start reading with verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, so here, you know, and that's how we, in the spirit, we have to walk, because we can't, you know, we can't see spirits, you know, not with these fleshly eyes. I've heard some people say that they see demons and they see spirits, or they see angels and all that, you know. Okay. Whatever. But we have to walk by faith. You know, this is the way we have to live, by faith. You know, this is part of. All right, let's go to Galatians 5. And go to verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lust is against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these, and it gives a whole list of them. So here it says we should walk in the Spirit and not walk in the flesh, so that we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh, you know, so that we would not, you know, the flesh is carnal, you know, it does everything contrary to God, you know, it just does the opposite, basically. So we don't need to be walking in the, walking in the flesh, but we need to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, you know. And it says, to conduct oneself. You know, we need to conduct ourselves as if we're in the Spirit. Now let's go over to verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of the lust. For if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Yeah. You know, so. See, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So, you know, so here again he says, you know, don't mind the things of the flesh. You know, mind the things of the Spirit. And now let's go to Ephesians 2. Go to verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that the ages to come he might show us exceeding riches of his grace and of his kindness through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, we are his workmanship. We see that, you know, we are his workmanship. You know, we are saved, we are in him, and we should act like it. You know, a lot of Christians, you know, you would scratch your head to even know if they're saved or not by the way some of them act. And this is our life. And if we want to get closer and closer to Christ, you know, we need to act like it. You know, we need to get closer to him, you know. Let's go to Ephesians 5. 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. You know, here, you know, we need to walk in love, you know, be followers of Christ in love, because Christ is love. You know, and so we should walk like that. You know, we don't walk hating everybody. I know some people that do. I've seen people like that, but we should walk in love, just as Christ. And let's go to verse 6. It says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not therefore partakers with them. Let's see. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children in the light. You know, before we were saved, you know, we were in the flesh, and we walked like that. You know, our life showed it. And now that we have become Christians, you know, we need to act like it. You know, walk in the light. You know, act like, you know, it says a devout follower. You know, we should follow Christ. And a couple more. Let's go to Colossians 1. And let's go to verse 7. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understandings, that ye walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. You know, here we see, you know, that, you know, we might be filled with his knowledge. You know, that's what we want. You know, to be a full-grown, mature saint, you know, we need to be filled with his knowledge. You know, we need to walk close to him. You know, and let's see. And let's go over to chapter 2. And let's read, starting with verse 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, joying and beholding your order and your steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. You know, we have walked. So Paul's telling us again to, you know, walk in the Spirit. You know, mind the things of the Spirit. Be faithful followers, you know, devoted followers of him. And the next word, which I'm not going to try to pronounce either, there's only four times that Paul uses this word, and it means to range in regular line, to march in military rank, to conform to virtue and piety, walk orderly. Now, you know, in the military, you know, we had to walk in line. You know, everybody had to be in line. Everybody had to walk right. You know, everybody had to keep in step, and if you didn't, you got chewed out. I know, but everything, you know, and you see them, and everybody has to do things the same. You know, everybody has to be in rhythm. So let's go to Romans 4. And let's go to verse 10. It says, How was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision? Now this is talking about Abraham. How it was reckoned when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision, not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision, how he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. For the father of circumcision of them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had yet being circumcised. Now here they you know, the Jews wanted the Gentiles to be circumcised, you know, and Paul says it doesn't matter, you know, that's in the flesh, you know, all that's in the flesh. But this walk here is a military style. Everybody had to. And then let's go to Galatians 5, back to Galatians. Like I said, there's only four times that he used this word. 5 and 3, 25, 22. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. For they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lust. For ye live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You know, we walk orderly in the Spirit. You know, because this is a military term that he's using here. We walk orderly. You know, I've seen some people going, they're just everywhere. You know, walking everywhere. But he wants us to walk orderly. And let's go over to chapter 6. And we'll start with verse 11. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. This is one reason they say Paul, you know, couldn't see, because he wrote this and he had to write large. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest ye should suffer persecution from the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves which are circumcised keep the law, but desire to keep you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the word is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And let's see, how far did I want? Oh, 16. Okay, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as many as walk as according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. So here, you know, this is a military term. And the last one he uses this term is in Philippians 3, verse 14. Says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto ye have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same things. You know, God gave us, you know, this to go by, and this is what we should go by. Everybody should be going by this. You know, I like this. He pressed toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. I've talked to some people, and they never even read this verse. You know, so. And the last one he only uses one time. And it means to walk through, about, or over, travel through, to be occupied among persons, walk in. And that is found in 2 Corinthians 6. See, 2 Corinthians 6. And this is the last one I've got. 16. And this he quoted from the Old Testament. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I looks like, you know, what I could tell, it, my Bible margin says from Leviticus 26:12. I looked over there, that's pretty, you know, so, you know, to be occupied, you know, among persons. So he's occupying us to walk through, about, or over. And that was what I had.